Stay tuned for Radio Cascadia.
Hey, good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland, 10 o'clock. And Air Cascadia is coming up next. In 15 minutes on Flashpoints today, two major pro-immigrants' rights bills are signed by the governor of California. We'll hear about what comes next. And Culture Clash founder Richard Montoya talks about the recent passing of his father, Joe Montoya, internationally known poet, artist, and cutting-edge revolutionary in the Chicano movement. At 11 today, hear a two-part Between the Covers show. First, Gene Bradley interviews mystery writer Craig Johnson about his new Sheriff Longmire novella, Spirit of Steamboat. And in the second half of the show, Lisa Loving interviews writer Jesmyn Ward about her new memoir, Men We Reaped. Ward writes about growing up in poverty with a family struggling to stay together and survive in the rural South. That's all coming up this morning on The Mighty Boo. It is Pledge Drive. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. Stick around for Air Cascadia with Chris Andre. Headlines, interviews, and commentary next on KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to help sponsor the 8th Annual Northwest Indian Storytelling Festival to take place Friday and Saturday, October 18th and 19th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 20th at 1 p.m. The Friday evening event will take place at PCC Cascade, 705 North Killingsworth Street in Portland, and the Saturday and Sunday events will take place at the Native American Youth and Family Center, 5135 Northeast Columbia Boulevard in Portland. This year's festival features some of the Northwest's most gifted tribal tellers, tribal drumming and singing, an opening prayer, and a silent auction. This event is a benefit for the Northwest Indian Storytellers Association. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, October 17th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. This program is brought to you by, well, you. You are what make all of this happen. All of this programming, 24/7, 24 hours a day for over 40 years now. We've been doing this. People have, like you, have been keeping this rolling. If it were not for your support, KBOO would not be here. It's probably impossible to imagine, to quantify the change that this station has brought about in the community. We are constantly reaching out to the greater community, the world around us, to invite more people just like you into the family. We could not literally, as the saying goes, do it without you. And we are so grateful to all those of you who are participating in the membership drive, who are members and are renewing memberships, and especially to those who are new to KBOO and are listening for the first time, perhaps becoming members for the first time. We welcome you, and we want you to know how critically important you are to the endeavor. Things continue as far as the National Weather Service is concerned. The shutdown did not, in point of fact, affect the Weather Service because it was deemed to be of crucial importance and lives might depend on it. I feel the same way about that. I feel that it's important to bring you the weather from around Cascadia. Right now, things look pretty much holding steady. We have fog in the morning, as we all pretty much know by now, if we're awake. And that should burn off by mid-afternoon, leaving us with highs in the lows to mid-60s, and overnight lows this evening around in the 40s. Again, fog and perhaps a few clouds. Looks like that we could be in for a bit of change in the pattern that we've been seeing for over the last few days. Tomorrow, a bit more clouds and lower temperatures overnight. We usually go to the alternative weather. This is a still first quarter moon, and we are just about up to the full moon point. I believe it is tonight. I don't have that information for you right now. I don't have the alternative weather today, but we'll return to that on the morrow, as it were. Here in Cascadia, Right to Dream 2 people, led by Amanda, whose efforts are being spearheaded by Amanda Fritz. It's amazing that other members of the City Council haven't managed to find it in their hearts to step forward and do something regarding these people who have demonstrated an ability to govern themselves and, more importantly, an ability to care for themselves in meaningful ways, in ways in which the other Portlanders might take some valuable lessons from. Reading the news, looking at the progress that Right to Dream 2 has made, the meeting that was supposed to be scheduled with the City Council yesterday was tabled. But I think that all of us might do well by emulating some of the practices, the caring for one another, the responsibility for one's own actions and for one's own behavior. Being in an encampment over the winter in Cascadia, that's no picnic. In fact, it is a picnic because you don't have a house to go to. But that aside, Right to Dream 2 indeed deserves proper housing. In many cases, it's been found that people who have been through these kind of hardships and have been drawn together simply by living in these kind of conditions, where it is in fact a campsite, where the roof over the community's heads is very often nothing more than ripstop nylon canvas, and the stars has created a situation which doesn't arise when people live in apartments in little boxes, which do, I think we've seen time and again, foster suspicion and sometimes behaviors that are not healthy for the individual. It's a paradox, and we only wish the Right to Dream 2 campers well, and we wish them apartments, we wish them homes. Ideally, a group setting would be a perfect solution, and the housing exists. It's out there. Drive through any neighborhood in Portland, you'll see it for rent, for lease, for sale, but not for Right to Dream 2. Moving right along to larger questions, the National Security Agency has been extensively involved in the U.S. government's targeted killing program. That's the Tuesday assassination list, where President Obama gets together with his top cronies and they decide who's in the crosshairs this week. The NSA is collaborating now, of course, closely. This comes, of course, as no surprise. I love the way the news reports crow about these amazing discoveries. And this, in this case, it's collaborating closely with the CIA in the use of drone strikes against, according to the Associated Press, the New York Times, drone strikes against terrorists. Well, actual reports from objective witnesses on the ground, we could say ground truthers, have shown time and again that the greater numbers, the preponderance of the deaths as a result of the drone strikes are civilians. And there is no way to how do you explain when you say the drone strikes against terrorists abroad are taking out the bad guys when the U.S. is still, despite international outcry, applying the double tap strategy whereby once they've hit a village, the terrified villagers run out to try to rescue the dying and to bring in their dead. They get hit again. Double tap. Get it? Right? They bomb them again. The Washington Post reported, after a review of documents provided by former NSA systems analyst Edward Snowden, that this has been going on a regular basis. In one instance, an email sent by the wife of an Osama bin Laden associate contained clues as to her husband's whereabouts and led to a CIA drone strike that killed him in Pakistan last October. This came out yesterday in the Post's online edition. You can have a look at it there. It's a lot more exciting Edward Snowden type news there. And Edward Snowden, by the way, living now in Russia, undisclosed location. The mainstream media is furious that they can't get their hooks into him. This would, of course, be the beginning of the end for Mr. Snowden, who knows very well that they have not finished with him and that his undisclosed location is merely an effort to keep life and limb together while he continues the heroic work that he has done and continues to do. Citing documents provided by Snowden, the Post reported that it was withholding many details about the drone strike missions at the request of U.S. intelligence officials. They cited potential damage to ongoing operations and national security for their request, but then don't they always? The documents make clear that the CIA-operated drone campaign relies heavily on the NSA's ability to vacuum up enormous quantities of email, phone calls, and get this, returning to the U.S., to American shores, as we bring the program to a close, your address book. Oh, yes, they have your address book now. Think what fun they can have with that. Bulk emailings. If they decide to have a bake sale, they'll be able to, let everybody in your address book know. There will be a lot more fun with the address books, because don't forget, all of this stuff remains. This is not one of those news stories that is a flash and then it's gone and we move on to the next thing. Oh no, this information sits in a bin somewhere, in a vast building. One of them, we already have one in Utah, there are more coming down the pike. This is going to haunt us all for decades to come. This has been at Cascadia. Oh, I want to thank Rock Bergeron for engineering the show today. Thanks so much for that, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson's at KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre, and we're going to be we have in the membership halls of glory this morning pitching. Good morning, pitchers.
Good morning. Thank you again, Chris, for continuing to bring us Air Cascadia.
And we have other people to thank. In fact, some of them are quite far afield. A couple of them are close. But we had Mike in Glendale, New York, which is which apparently is
Queens,
in one of the boroughs. And he renewed his membership. That tells me that instead of listening to WBAI in New York, perhaps he's listening to KBOO. And thank you so much, Mike, and thanks for listening on the web. And another person is Jason from Maryville, Illinois.
Maryville, Illinois.
Also renewing. And so there's another person way out there who's looking for some information that he can't get in his backyard. And finally, thank you to Emma in Portland for renewing, and Suzanne, also from Portland, renewing. Really appreciate these renewals. It's sort of the backbone of our membership support. So if you want to join that sort of structure that holds us up, please call 877-500-5266. better known as?
Yeah, better known as KBOO, Edward Snowden. He is doing brave and hard things, and he is getting recognition for it. And here at KBOO, we are doing brave and hard things, and we've been doing them for 45 years. Give us a little recognition. Call us at 877-500-5266. You're listening because you realize that it's a good way to spend your time, that you're getting something out of it. Let us know that you're out there. Let us know that you appreciate what we're doing. Pick up the phone, call 877-500-5266. We have a lot of gifts that we're offering you to show our support for you being there for us.
Well, one of the things, for example, I often think about a contribution to KBOO as being equivalent of, you know, how many cups of coffee. And we can give you a thank you gift of a KBOO ceramic mug. I still have one of mine from the 80s for a $60 minimum donation. It's made in the USA, cobalt blue, holds 15 ounces of whatever drink you want to put in it. And for a $60 minimum donation, you can have a mug that tells the world when you stop into your favorite latte shop that I support KBOO. 877-500-5266. By the way, I don't let anybody else drink out of my KBOO cup at home.
That's right. It's 877-500-5266. We're going now to Flashpoints.
Two major pro-immigrants' rights bills signed by the governor of California. We'll have a conversation with California State Assemblyman Tom Amiano, who proposed and fought for the legislation, about what comes next, including his possible run for the mayor of San Francisco. Also, we rebroadcast an interview we did with Culture Clash founder Richard